From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to writer and comedian Paul Provenza. Next, say hello to a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Miss Kiri O'Connor. And lastly, well-known television
news chick and sometimes radio host Allison Stewart. Oh, okay. Hey, you know, that's right. You can't get rid of me that easily. Next week, I'm going to make my debut as a panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Now, full disclosure, I was booked on the show months and months ago. And I thought, well, let me do the math. Baby Ike would be about 3 months old, and I really didn't want to leave him. So I said, let's take the whole family to Chicago. Bill's got family in Chi-Town. But now that it is upon me, I've already started wigging out about flying with the baby. It's going to be Ike's first venture into the friendly skies, and I want to make sure they're as friendly as possible. So with just hours left in our show here, I'm going to use it for my own devices and get some help. The author of The Rough Guide to Travel with Babies and Young Children, Fawzia Rashid DeFrancisco, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Allison. Thanks a lot for having me on your show.
Sure. I know I should, as a journalist, go in chronological order in my questions, but I really want to address my biggest fear first. So what do I do when Ike starts screaming, goes to DEFCON 7 while we're in the middle of the flight?
Oh, well, you know, in the first instance, he's 3 months old, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's more likely than not to sleep quite happily through the whole thing. And, you know, just do his usual in terms of waking up for a feed. But, you know, the one thing that I'd suggest is, you know, to try and anticipate any discomfort he might have on the flight is just to start off the flight by trying to time that with a feed so that he's comforted by you and a good meal.
And I understand feeding helps with air pressure.
Yes, for releasing pressure in the ears. But you can also just give the ears a little tug. So, I mean, if he were to start screaming, really screaming, then, you know, you'd probably suspect that he was having pressure problems with his ears. And so, once again, just give him something to suck for a little bit mm-hmm. and try just pulling gently on his earlobes to release the pressure. And, you know, if that fails, which it might, just bear in mind that screaming is actually a pretty good way for the pressure to be released in itself.
That's the upside of it. Well, let me ask you a couple of logistical questions. I know some people believe that you should buy a seat for the baby and put them in the car seat. Some people think that you can put them on the lap. Are there rules from different airlines about this?
Well, you know, particularly in the States, it's very hard to try and get clear guidelines other than looking at the website of airlines. But from what I can tell, you know, it's really left to the parent. So in the first place, if you've got a three-month-old baby and you've got a very short flight, most parents wouldn't really, you know, A, book an extra seat or think too hard about carrying a car seat with. Because you can have your child in a carry cot on the table in front of you. Mm. That's, you know, that's for free. It's a free service. And they'd anticipate that that's what you'd want and book you into the right seats. And for the short periods when your baby might be awake and just wanting a little attention, it's perfectly okay to have them on your lap with the baby seatbelt adjusted to yours.
Something else I'm curious about is trying to get through. I'm curious about trying to get through security because there are so many restrictions on bottles these days. And in terms of going through the metal detector, am I allowed to carry the baby or should I stick with my husband and hand the baby off in between the metal detector? How does that work?
Well, I mean, usually security is one of the biggest sort of pains of travel by air. And, you know, you have to be prepared for, just like you said, a couple of things. One is disruption. If your baby's comfortably asleep in your, you know, kangaroo sling or in a cot, you're very likely going to be told that you need to sort of get them out so that the, you know, contraptions that you're carrying them in can be x-rayed. So you need to be prepared for someone else to help you out during that period. But also with liquids, there are guidelines, but they're usually the airline staff will be completely accommodating for stuff that the baby needs and reasonable volumes to last them through the flight. So even though, you know, they'll tell you 100 mils only per item, they'll usually accept more, but it helps to just try and keep that down to a minimum and to, you know, reconstitute things like in formula feed on the flight and be prepared to get water in the airport and pay for it. Often it's very expensive as well as on the flight.
We only have about a few seconds left. Is there one thing I definitely should not do?
Well, don't worry too much and don't think too much about particularly what other people, you know, may be thinking. Parents tend to do a lot of double guessing,
yes,
and they wear themselves out with anxieties of, you know, whether other people think they're good parents or not, you know.
Have you been inside my head? I think you have. Fazia de Francisco, Fazia Rashid de Francisco. Thank you so much for the encouragement and the good advice.
You're welcome. Enjoy the trip. I'm sure it'll be great. Nothing to worry about. Bye.
The Five Stages of Grief, BPP style. Producer Ian Chillag weighs in with his candidate for Best Song in the World today to express the fourth stage of grief, depression. And among the most emailed stories on the web, how to send a message straight to a cell phone voicemail. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.